With your latest headlines, I'm Shanda Gallego from Radio K-Man's Newsroom. A bid farewell to His Royal Highness Prince Philip Saturday during a formal 21-gun salute at Government House. At noon on Saturday, His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper, accompanied by the Deputy Governor Honorable Franz Manderson, led the nation's tribute with heads bowed in respect to Her Majesty the Queen's royal consort of the Duke of Edinburgh, who passed away peacefully on Friday morning in the UK. Earlier on Saturday in the UK, from midday, gun salutes took place for Prince Philip in cities including London, Cardiff and Belfast, as well as in Gibraltar and at sea from Royal Navy warships, according to the UK Ministry of Defence. The longest-serving royal consort in British history, the 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, was Queen Elizabeth II's husband for 73 years. Flags in Cayman Islands government establishments will fly at half-mast until after Prince Philip's funeral, which will take place at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, next Saturday, April 17th. The funeral arrangements have been amended in light of the COVID-19 pandemic and will not have the Duke lying in state for public attendance. It has been announced. The Elections Office advises voters that due to the high turnout expected this election day, April 14th, wearing face masks or coverings is encouraged but not a requirement to vote. Supervisor of Elections Wesley Howell says should someone choose not to wear a face mask at a polling station, this will not impede their ability to cast their ballot in any way, as this has not been mandated by law. He adds, given the ongoing global pandemic, some individuals may feel more comfortable to attend a polling station with a face mask on. It is this that they are suggesting to people that they consider. Mr. Howell says the goal is to see as many voters as possible cast their ballots in this general election, as every vote counts. A supply of face masks will be available at all polling stations should any voter wish to have one. Police are investigating an assault incident in Boughton Town Friday. Shortly after 5:20 p.m. on Friday, officers at the Boughton Town Police Station got a walk-in report of an incident that had occurred on Midnight Road in Boughton Town. It was reported that an altercation had occurred involving two men and a woman. During the altercation, a vehicle was severely damaged and the woman sustained a serious wound to the arm. Emergency services attended the location and the woman was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital for treatment. One of the men, age 20, of Boughton Town, was arrested on suspicion of assault, grievous bodily harm. The other man, also 20, of Boughton Town, was arrested on suspicion of causing fear and provocation of violence and damage to property. Both men remain in custody as investigations continue. And police are also looking into a serious assault incident also in Boughton Town Friday. Shortly after 5 p.m., officers responded to a report of an assault involving a machete at an address off Cumber Avenue in Boughton Town. It was reported that two men had been involved in an altercation during which one man was struck multiple times with a machete. Upon officers' arrival, they observed two men, one of whom appeared to have sustained injuries to his head and arm, and the other who was in possession of a machete. Emergency services attended the scene, and the injured man was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital for treatment. He remains admitted with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The 51-year-old man of Boughton Town, who had been in possession of the machete, was arrested on suspicion of assault, grievous bodily harm. He remains in custody as investigations continue. Anyone who has witnessed the incident or has any information is encouraged to contact the Boughton Town Police Station at 947-2220. Anonymous tips can be provided directly to the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777. Premier the Honourable Alda McLaughlin says many people in the Cayman Islands have friends and family who live on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, which is now under a significant evacuation order as the volcano La Soufriere erupted Thursday. The Premier says, "Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in St. Vincent at this time, and we stand by to provide any support where necessary." Mr. McLaughlin has been a longtime friend of the Prime Minister there, who has visited the Cayman Islands on a number of occasions, most recently in June 2016, when he visited to speak at the University College Distinguished Lecture Series. La Soufriere last erupted in 1979. And that is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm Shanda Gallego.